you're playing your defense. You know, you can't get frustrated or anything like that. You know, and I think we did a good job last week not getting frustrated. And they were moving the ball on us. You know, they're getting 5 yards after 3 yards, and it was adding up. You know, and they're moving the ball. But I think in the end, you know, we wouldn't let them in the end zone. So I mean, that's the number one goal. You know, if they're moving the ball, don't let them in the end zone. You know, keep them to field goals, and you know, try to eliminate the big plays.
Does it kind of help playing, you know, similar offense in Indiana? You know, especially not really featuring you know, the running game. You know, at least they have their quarterback, Northwestern. Yeah. They're a little bit more of a disciplined version of Indiana, maybe.
You could say that. You know, I think Indiana was a good offense. You know, not taking any credit away from them, they were a good offense. But you know, Northwestern likes to run the same things, and they've been doing it. Seems like they've been doing it a little bit longer. So you know, they're a little bit more, you know, fluid, like I said, with their offense. You know, it's gonna be a test. You know, they're a really good offense, and they have a good quarterback back there running it.
The game sold out for, you know, one of the first times in a while out of Northwestern.
That's cool.
You know, probably gonna be a lot of Hawkeye fans. That really, you know. You know, you take the field, and there's a ton of Hawkeye fans on the road. You can hear them.
Oh, man, Hawks travel everywhere. So it's everywhere we go, you know, you hear the Hawkeyes cheering and yelling. So it is. It gives us a lot of, you know, momentum and stuff like that. But, yeah, I didn't know this, so that's pretty cool.
Thanks a lot, Micah.
Yeah, no problem.
Micah, how challenging was it to flush away last year's loss, considering the fact that you guys did go into that game 9-0 and it really, you know, kind of threw it, at least at the time, it threw a wrench into what you guys wanted to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, I think last year, you know, we weren't necessarily ready for that game. You know, we didn't go out there, we didn't play the Iowa way, and I think we gave that game away. You know, they played tough, but I'm not taking any credit from them last year. You know, they played tough. But, you know, this year is a new year. You know, we got different players. You know, we just gotta go out there and play. You know, play hard, and I think we'll be fine.
What are some of the differences you've noticed in Dan Person's play this year from a year ago when you guys actually had the opportunity to go up against them? And do you feel that maybe benefits you, knowing that you have that film to go back and look at as far as, like, the capabilities that he does have?
Well, I mean, yeah, but this is also a different year. You know, players change after a year. You know, and now he has a year of experience. You know, and he's a dangerous player. You know, he's got to keep watching film on him and keep getting his techniques down and stuff like that, and I think we'll be fine.
How about their receiver, Jeremy Ebers? I would imagine he's a guy that you're probably going to be going up against.
I mean, dangerous player, of course. He's a really dangerous player. But, you know, like I said, play the Iowa defense, we'll be fine. You know, he's not taking any credit away from him. You know, he's good. But, you know, we've seen better, you know, so we got to, you know, play our defense, and we'll be fine.
You got to go up against a spread option quarterback. That seems to put a lot of pressure on you because he not only can he run, but he can scramble and if it's half a second more that you got to be in coverage.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things you, technique-wise, that you have to learn in a week like that?
Well, you know, same thing for, like, the Michigan week. You know, We stress him. Coaches stress all the time in practice. You know, if he gets out and scramble, you got to find your guy. You can't you know, turn around, look for him, see where the ball is, because then the next thing you know, the receiver's gonna be way behind you. You know, you just gotta stay on your guy, and it's like basketball. You know, you just follow him all around the court. You know, you gotta go wherever he goes. And I think that once you practice it, like what we did against Michigan, you know, it just comes natural. You know, like when Denard and Tate got out, you know, we did a good job of just finding our receivers, and I think because we practiced it so well. So
now you've got positive and negative experiences against that, so you have a lot to draw on yourself. Situations, right?
Yeah.